Hello and welcome to Hope Chapel, Huntington Beach's Sunday celebration service, given by Pastor Paul Harmon. This message was recorded on November 27th, 2016, and is entitled, Returning to Give True Thanksgiving.
What we would like to do, if you don't mind, we're going to grab our Bibles right now, and as we get our Bibles in hand, we're going to go straight into the Word. I'm going to Luke's Gospel. You'll find Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, the back of the bulletin. We utilize bulletins, oftentimes making notes. Our life groups are on holiday break. They'll begin again at the beginning of January. But if you'll take a look, we still want to keep you in the habit of making notes. You never know if the Lord says something to you specifically, how that you want to jot that down. Because even though we would rely upon our memory, our memories can kind of move to the next thing and we forget. But today we're looking at something, returning to give true thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving, still in the mode. We're glad that you're here. I'm going to Luke chapter 17. And as our custom, we're going to be praying just before we get into the Word. And this is my request from God to you, is that you experience God's peace and that you experience God's presence, that you experience God's power. Can you kind of rehearse that with me? God's peace, God's presence, and God's power. We're looking at that today, and I'm trusting the Lord to do that for you. And if any of those are lacking in your life, then I'm so glad that you're here. I believe with the Lord, He can do anything. And thank you for your willing hearts to just say, Lord, if this is of you, I want whatever you have for me. Let's pray right now. Father, thank you. How wonderful your word describes you as any and every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. So thank you for being so generous. And Jesus, we've read about your wonderful stories and lessons. You're a great master teacher. Holy Spirit, we're grateful for you. How that you bring all things to our remembrance, what Jesus has said. And Lord, do that right now. Lord, to the transformation of our setting, and Lord, even for our city, in Jesus' name, amen. Hey, this morning, as we look at this word thanksgiving, it seems like such a polite word, doesn't it, to give thanksgiving, but it actually is a very powerful word. The Greek word eucharista, we get our word Eucharist from, but the root word of that as well is charis, where we could actually understand people who believe in Jesus, we would call them charismatics. And charis means gift. You've received a gift. It also can mean grace. In other words, the grace of God comes, and it's not just favor, but a power of God. And at the heart of thanksgiving is where that would always be in relationship to God. You can't have true thanksgiving without eyeing right there God Himself. In other words, you're focusing in on the source and not always just going at God because you have a need, but you're just saying, Lord, you're the source of everything in my life, and I want to thank you for that. It's a powerful thing. And we see here this day, we're looking at a story that happened in Scripture, and the Holy Spirit took time to make sure it was logged in there about 10 lepers that are healed. And it's found in chapter 17 of Luke. Let's look at verse 11 through 19. It's our section today. And it says, Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, Go show yourself to the priests. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? And were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, Arise. Go your way, your faith has made you well. We're looking here at a couple of things. First of all, number one, the cause of true thanksgiving. We take a look at the cause of true thanksgiving, your notes say, which is so important for us, and that is that we're cleansed from our sins. But I'm sure that there's a lot of things we can give thanks to the Lord for, a lot. If we were to take a look at that, oftentimes, maybe it's been moments in your life where aren't we thrilled about just material blessings? I mean, things have come and, man, we don't have to worry about a thing. We're so grateful that material blessings have come. But there are those times that there might be a lean area where those material blessings aren't really plentiful. If you've ever been to a third world nation, you take a look at some of those little villages and they're just glad to be alive. They don't really kind of try to strive for any material blessing because there is none in the stores. Matter of fact, there are no stores. They're just trying to make it from one day to the next. There could be those times where a person comes along and say, well, I'm just glad to be alive. And that's true. I mean, aren't we grateful when we take a look at that? But how about when you have heard stories from some of our missionaries, maybe some of those Foursquare missionaries who have given their lives for the gospel? How about it where you come along and a person who is really giving their life for the cause of Christ? That's really kind of a cool thing. I mean, really, when it comes right down to that. So though some would say, I'm glad to be alive, others say, man, I'll give my life for the cross and for helping people. How about others who just say, well, I'm glad for good health. Man, and just life has a way of just evolving. If you're young, man, health is good. You feel indestructible. But as we age, realize, man, I'm just glad when I have a few less aches and pains. But sometimes those elements of just health come along. And remember the Apostle Paul, he wasn't in the best of health. He was asking the Lord, please remove this thorn in my flesh. And he finally came along and said he's just going to start thanking the Lord for his weaknesses. And that's in 12:9, where he says, I'm going to boast in my weakness that the glory of Christ can be seen in my life. So it's interesting how life's variables, how about just food? We're grateful when we get a chance. I hope that you pray over your food 3 times. Sometimes we just snack throughout the day, but it's always good to just say, Lord, thank you for my food. We also have those listings in the Apostle Paul. He says, man, I know how to go without. I know how to be thankful even when I'm hungry. When he said that in 4:21, I can do with or I can do without. So how about shelter? We're just glad we have a place to stay. But yet Jesus came along and says, you know, I'm content. Son of Man doesn't have a place to lay his head. So what we're just saying here is that life has those variances and sometimes those areas can come and go and the circumstances of life can be strong in one area and weak in another. So when we take a look at what's a true cause for thanksgiving, for you who believe in Christ, it would be, man, have your sins forgiven. I mean, that really is something that is extremely important. We're taking a look at these lepers here, and they're approaching Jesus. And as you look at 12 here a moment, then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said, go show yourself to the priests. A reference to Leviticus 14, as you know, the high priest was the one in those days that said, let me take a look at that unusual white growth on your skin or that weird blemish and declare you either clean or unclean. That's how it was. Go show yourself. But here you have these lepers. Can you imagine? These individuals, if you've ever been in that area, here they were. They have no health. They have no strength. Their strength is diminished. They really are in need of just shelter. I'm sure constant pursuit for food was a daily challenge. And then even the spiritual element, just hanging over their thoughts. Because in that day, if you had leprosy, you were viewed not only as unclean, but, man, that sickness was due to your sin. So you're walking around saying, man, you're unclean physically. You're unclean spiritually. That's a tough day. So these lepers are saying, oh, Master, have mercy on me. They're really saying, this is more than just a physical defect that's going on. We need help in all aspects of our life. Now, we could actually say that sickness, when it comes right down, that element of sin, not just for leprosy, but all sickness is a byproduct of Adam's sin coming into our planet. We just know that sin and death just is one of those fallouts from that. So we could literally say that about anything, but isn't it interesting? I love it when Jesus comes along because he's so willing to want to forgive people of their sins. Remember that paralytic dude that was dropped down by his buddies through the roof? And in Mark chapter 2, verse 5, his words to that guy on his bed, "I see your faith, my son, your sins are forgiven. Pick up your bed and take off." Can you imagine? Not, "Hey, you're healed, your sins are forgiven." Man, it caused a stir in that room. What a great thing to have reminded us how our sins have been forgiven. The cause for true thanksgiving? Was that something that you paused and wanted to thank, "Lord, thank you"? You know, there could be that time saying, "Well, because I compare myself with somebody else, I don't think I'm all that bad." But we recognize our deep need for our sins to be removed. I'll tell you, one sin can really destroy a relationship. If you've ever seen it happen, it's an amazing thing, and it doesn't settle in just one person. It starts to corrupt and destroy. So we have to be careful. Letter A on our notes, a thankful person experiences God's peace. Something about that, in Romans chapter 1, chapter 5, verse 1, it says, we now have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. One of the things that is so amazing to me is when I know that I'm right with God because of Jesus, I just can't be good enough to maintain that kind of quality of relationship. I need a Savior. That there's a peace that comes. It's just an amazing thing. Oh, and I know the Lord wants to give you that. If you are experiencing that kind of peace, that is yours today. I like Philippians chapter 4. Can you turn to the right in your Bibles? Can you find Philippians chapter 4 with me, going past 1 and 2 Corinthians? Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians chapter 4. It's listed there on your notes, verse 5. Philippians 4, verse 5 says, "Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." What an amazing thing. I don't know if you've experienced that kind of overwhelming peace. It's yours. Scripture is saying, worry about nothing, pray about everything. How? How? With petitions, but especially include thanksgiving. Lord, I recognize I've received something from you in the past. I'm anticipating that as I'm bringing my need or my request to you, I want to thank you ahead of time. You're going to do something. And a peace comes over that surpasses our understanding. How does that happen? Because there's been no change so far. But I sure feel at ease. That's like, wow, I don't know how that is, except God. To approach the Lord with thanksgiving is an amazing thing. A person that is thankful experiences God's peace. How about the second one? The character of true thanksgiving. First was the cause. What's a real cost for thanksgiving? Man, to have your sins removed because of Jesus on the cross. And the character? Well, that person or peoples will return to give glory to God for work he performs in their life or your life. That's something that starts to happen at characteristics. Let's check out our story once again back at Luke chapter 17. Look at verse 15. It says, "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him" what? "Thanks. And he was a Samaritan." One of the things about a person, when they're overwhelmed by things, all of a sudden a healing takes place, and you know God has something to do with that. Not only is there a changed life, how about a changed life? You know what a changed life and the enjoyment of just saying, man, my life's doing so much better. But not just a life, but also, let's just say this guy put his lip service to it too. He returned to give thanks to God. One of the characteristics of thanksgiving, you actually say thanks. I mean, it sounds so easy, and it is, but it has such a big impact. especially with the Lord. But see, thanksgiving is always in a relationship with God. Without God, there's not really true thanksgiving. We can thank one another, but see, thanksgiving is given God. This man returned, verse 16, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. I just notice how the Lord was desirous to be thanked. He says, weren't there 10? Where are the other 9? Can you imagine maybe the play out in that conversation as these dudes were making their way to the temple and they started to notice their markings started to go away. And one noticed he was healed and he returned to give thanks. Maybe, we don't know, but maybe the other 9 said, where are you going? Come, stick with us. I'm going to go back and thank Jesus. Something happened when we met him. Can you imagine? Have you ever had that happen with you? The group tells you, why would you want to go back and give thanks to God? Isn't this our day? Shouldn't we all stay together? We only have these moments for a while as a family. We only have these moments for today as a group. Why are you always going to church? Isn't it nice when we would recognize that God does something for us every week? Wouldn't it be wonderful to have true thanksgiving? Not only just the forgiveness of sins, but man, the characteristic just wells up within us where it's not just a changed life, hey, I'm doing good, but there's lips. This dude fell on his face and on his feet to Jesus, Lord, thank you. Gave him thanks. And with that, letter A thankful person experiences God's presence. There's something about God's presence that happens. We sang something similar, Psalm 100, verse 4 and 5 says, enter into his presence with thanksgiving, into his courts, praise. Man, there is a presence that comes as you start to engage God and thank him. And I don't know if you've had that presence lately. I'm sure you have. But there's something about when you're engaging God and thanking him, how that presence starts to come into your living arrangements, into your home, the conversation, because the peace of God's there, you can actually pray a little more directed, a little more with confidence. Man, that's a great thing to say, I'm sensing the presence of God. How about your home? About the place of work? Sometimes you can go from a peaceful home all of a sudden to a ruckusy grocery store. It's like, what? Something's different here. See, there's a presence that your body brings because God is with you always. And there's something about the peace of God that should resonate in all of our dwelling places. And his presence, people should actually feel. How do we get that? Man, true thanksgiving. Pause and say, let's thank the Lord. Let's not just pray, let's thank the Lord. And it's always great to conclude your prayers in the name of Jesus, by the way. Because the Lord said that in John 14:14. If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. And it's helpful when you pray to actually use the name of Jesus, not to say in your name we pray. Because if you've ever prayed with non-Christians, they're going to be happy that you used in your name we pray. Especially if you maybe have a Muslim around you or somebody that does not recognize Christ as the one true Savior. Therefore, it's important that when you bring the name of Jesus into the setting, that's where the presence of God starts to come down. That may be something that could be lacking, but I always want to address the Lord Jesus and bring him in, thanking him. Man, you can thank him for your salvation. How about his mercy, his cleansing, the word of God, the body of Christ? There are things you can talk about, provisions. How about your friends? How about the nation we live in? Your job? How about the income? Your health? Spiritual gifts? How about just somebody bringing the word of God where you say, man, I'm glad I'm learning things from the word of God. I'm going to pocket that. Take it with me. How about number 3? Let's take a look at number 3. The consequences of true thanksgiving. We become whole spiritually as well as whole physically. Look at verse 19. The reference, Jesus said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Not only did this guy receive a physical healing, but he also received a spiritual healing. Go your way. Your faith has made you well. Well, the other guys were healed too. But there's something about a physical healing that takes place as well as a spiritual healing, man, that's an amazing experience. Wouldn't it be wonderful, like letter A says, a thankful person experiences God's power. When a person has wholeness happen both physically and spiritually. Some people have had some pretty big-time miracles in their lives. Maybe you know of some, but it hasn't changed anything for them spiritually. They're not one that constantly is coming to the Lord. They've had bona fide breakthroughs in their life, but they forgot to give thanks. And the power is diminished there. And I've listed a couple of verses there as we kind of aim for some things and just want to welcome our worship team up. In John chapter 6, verse 11, that's where Jesus is looking at people over the landscape, and they're by the thousands. They're hungry, no food. This is where he multiplies food. So in John 6, verse 11, he takes hold of a little boy's lunch, and he says this, "Father, I thank you." And then a miracle happens, the multiplication. What I'm saying is, isn't it amazing? As you and I thank the Lord, brings in God's power. You recognize there's something that's going on with God and you to bring the power of God. In John chapter 11, it's also listed in your notes, verse 41 and 42, Jesus is at a funeral. All the funerals Jesus attended, people were resurrected from the dead. Here's one. It's Lazarus' resurrection. And he prays publicly, and he literally says this in verse 41, "Father, I thank you that you hear me." Then he says this a little more quietly, "Father, I know you always hear me, but for their sakes, I thank you. In the name of Jesus," he says, "Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus, come forth." What a power that is available. What a power. So friends, this morning, man, is there a peace of God that's guarding your heart and mind? How does that come again? Why don't you engage the Lord and thank him? Well, for what? Man, how about forgiveness of sins? Forgiveness of sins. Sin is all around our planet. You hang out in such a way, eventually it starts to mar you. Walk in that forgiveness and walk with gratitude in your heart. How about the characteristic? You can tell a person that has their sins forgiven and recognizes there's been an abundance from the Lord provided. They not only just bring their body before the Lord, also their lips are saying, "Lord, I want to thank you. Thank you, Lord." And the power of God. The power of God, the Lord so wants to do miracles in your life. But how about not just praying for your life? How about using your life to bring the power of God for somebody else? Wouldn't it be fantastic that this year, as we look at the kingdom in 2017, that your life brings a miracle by the power of God? Possible. I'm sure you've seen it. Isn't it time we just thank the Lord? How grateful we are. We want to take a moment now as we just reflect on that. Let's close our Bibles. Let me pray with you right now. If you're here and your great need is just a, man, I need that peace of God that's been lacking, but I recognize this. I want to thank the Lord more, especially for forgiveness of sins, but I need that peace in my life. Eyes are closed, but would you throw your hand up and say, "Man, I need that peace in my life right now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you." Go ahead and put that down as well. How about just the presence of the Lord? You feel he never leaves us, but we sure feel at times we can't really recognize his presence. And you're ready to turn that around and say, "Lord, I want to thank you more. Bring your presence into my private setting, corporate setting." Would you raise your hand and say, "That's me as well. I need that. Thank you. Thank you." How about the power of God? Power of God. I love it when Jesus says, "With man, it's impossible, but not so with God. With God, all things are possible." You believe in miracles? You believe that you can be and are selected by the Lord to do the miraculous? He's made a way through Jesus. Would you let him bring his power upon you, to bring wholeness and health to others? Would you raise your hand as well? I want that. Yeah, thank you. Go ahead and drop our hands. Let's take a moment right now. Just reflect on those three things and what you felt the Lord personally has for you, personally. What a great way right now to just even surrender your life in those areas, especially completely. If we're not careful, we can all take our lives back and live our own patterns and path. You sense the Lord calling you to surrender your life to Him. Would you do that right now? Simple request and prayer would be, Dear Jesus, give me. Come into my life. I surrender my life to you. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. I want your peace. Dear Jesus, I want your presence in my home, my family. Jesus, I surrender doing things on my own power. I need the power of God right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, friends. Well, friends, what a wonderful way to start our week. And matter of fact, we want to pray you off a blessing. My wife, Ainsley, here. Honey, this has been a wonderful, outstanding Thanksgiving weekend. We had all our children and five of our great, I should say grandchildren. They're great, but grandchildren. And how many know with five grandchildren, that just changes conversation? I mean, the adult conversations no longer happen, but we just have a great time and complete fun. Yeah, they're... And then we were going to have our youngest little Joseph's one-year birthday party, and we were looking forward to that. And we bounce house was there, and all of a sudden the clouds came in, and we were all baptized and canceled it. Then we just kind of, but life is good, and thank you for your participation here today at Hope Chapel. Lord Nitch is allowing us to see that miracle little Lauren being dedicated, and what a thrill. It rounds out our holidays to be in a place of worship, worshiping with like-minded people. We want to thank you for that. I want to welcome our couples, individuals that will be praying at the altar. We're going to pray you off a blessing. Thank you for coming. If you prayed to commit your life to Christ or dedicated your life in a further way, Ed is at our little round table. It is our welcome center. We have a Bible, and now that you're a Christian booklet, would you please check that out? Our guests, please finish off filling out that connection card. We'd love to bestow upon you a Hope Chapel mug that you would use it every morning on your favorite beverage and pray for us. How's that? All right, we're going to pray for you now. Thank you for coming. Father, we love you. Lord, for the joy of experiencing your peace here, may everyone take your peace with us. It's not just while we're in the sanctuary. And Lord, your presence, you're the one that says, I will never leave you. Lord, may your abiding presence mark the occasion where we say home is. Lord, may the power of God pull back any powers of darkness of the adversary that would try to divide and conquer, removing those things because God's kingdom has arrived when we all go home this very day. We thank you. Blessings upon all. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks again. God bless you. See you next Sunday.
You've been listening to Hope Chapel Huntington Beach's Sunday Celebration Service. If you'd like to hear more of our messages, or if you're interested in finding out more about Hope Chapel Huntington Beach, then please visit our website at hopechapelhb.org.